Hey folks, it's Ray with Taste Radio. Right now I'm on a call with George Spatz, who's the head of litigation at Amin Talati Wasserman. George, how are you?
Doing great. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing very well. Very well. Thanks so much for asking. I've had the great pleasure and opportunity to meet with several folks from your firm over the years. For folks who aren't familiar with Amin Talati Wasserman, tell us a bit about the firm's area of focus and how it relates to food and beverage.
Amin Talati is a firm that's dedicated to the food and beverage industry, as well as dietary supplements, cosmetics, drugs, and medical devices. So our focus as a firm are on the areas that are important to food and beverage companies. So for example, one of our core practices is regulatory compliance, things like reviewing product labels to make sure that they comply with FDA standards. Another key area for us is brand protection, whether that be on trademark prosecution and securing trademarks or enforcement of the brand when infringements arise. And then, of course, I'm head of litigation, and on the litigation side, we focus on intellectual property disputes, supply chain disputes, and commercial disputes that impact the food and beverage industry.
So your specialization comes from where? Talk a bit about your background and how you got into our industry.
Well, certainly. I started at a boutique firm that had an industry focus on the technology industry. So I had a practice that was evenly split between supply chain disputes and intellectual property disputes. And that firm ultimately merged with an international law firm where I practiced for 15 years, handling trademark disputes and other software and commercial litigation.
Now, here's a question that I assume you get a lot, and it's tied to getting free advice or free legal advice. But, you know, for our listeners, can you talk about some common litigation that you see in our industry and ways that companies can avoid expensive legal battles?
Certainly. So, unfortunately, there's a lot of litigation in the food and beverage industry. The plaintiff's lawyers have focused on the food industry for class action litigations, which we handle regularly. But in addition to the well-known areas of false advertising claims, patent disputes, and the significant amount of work we do around trademarks and brand protection, the variety of supply chain disputes is endless. And they may involve things from IP and trade secret allegations to just basic failures to perform under contract. And something from the business aspect, you know, most business people are forward-looking. And it's important to remember that when you get to litigation, that that's backwards looking. So when a dispute arises, it's really a postmortem on what happened. And then you're looking at the breadcrumbs to try to figure out what that is and what the parties agreed to. So there's things that are obviously important. Is there a contract? Going in, if you have a good contract, that can really help set expectations, establish the parameters for a relationship. But even in situations where, for instance, there's just a purchase order, you know, you can do things that can help create standards if there's a dispute later on by attaching quality indicators, putting a brochure or product description along with it, or even pictures to help create a standard. And when the contract is not clear, it's also important to remember one of the ways that courts or an arbitrator will try to look at what the party agreed to is what they did, and it's called course of performance. So the saying is, if you want to know what the parties agreed to, look at what they did. So during the course of performance in a contract, it's important to, you know, document what's going on and be specific about expectations when problems arise.
What are the benefits to connecting with your team now and developing a relationship now, sort of ahead of any potential problems?
Well, yeah, you use the word. The key word is relationship. So whenever you have a relationship, it is helpful when a dispute does arise or along the performance of a contract. The more you know about the unique aspects of a particular business, the more you know about the industry in which that business is, the more helpful it can be. And if you can address problems when they're small, that helps avoid problems later on. So to build a relationship early is important, and to partner with your lawyers as you move through performance of contracts, making sure your labels are proper, making sure your brand is protected, can be really helpful.
George, this has been a really great conversation. I appreciate you sharing all the information with us. For folks that are listening who want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do so?
Well, you can visit our website, amintalati.com. Feel free to reach out to any of us at any time.
Fantastic. Well, George, thanks so much for taking the time today. And let's stay in touch, and not just for legal reasons.
I appreciate that.
All right.